Amen, amen, I say to you, if you ask the Father anything in my name, he will give it to you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Today, the fifth Sunday after Easter, as we prepare for our Lord's ascension into heaven, we hear these words, and these are the words of Jesus to console his disciples, his apostles, before he left them. Behold, I say, if you ask the Father anything in my name, he will give it to you. So, my dear friends, we ask in the name of Jesus. Always ask in the name of Jesus. This is what we want to do, to ask in humility. This is one of the reasons why the church is always at the end of its prayers says, through the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, for God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we ask these prayers. So we ask always in the name of Jesus. And the Father who hears us will hear our prayers because he loves his Son. And whatever we ask in his name, he will give to us. Now we also must, if we're going to ask in the name of Jesus, we must also, in all our prayers, have a few conditions. This is why sometimes prayers are not answered, because people are not disposed properly. First, we have to ask in the name of Jesus with humility, knowing that we can do nothing. After all, the Lord said to me, "You, without me, you can do nothing." So this is one reason why we should tell the Lord in our prayers, "Dear Lord, you've told me that I can do nothing without you and I need you. So please help me. So in your name, hear my prayer." We ask the Father in the name of Jesus to hear our prayers in humility. We must also have boundless confidence. God will always hear our prayers. Always, St. Thomas Aquinas tells us, God hears every prayer, infallibly. Every prayer is heard. Every prayer is heard. I'm reminded of a prayer, of a story by St. Louis, the King of France. And he was starting his campaign for the Crusades, and he needed money. And he had all his advisors around, "What shall we do?" And one of them said, "Let's put a tax on the people." And then he says, oh no, no taxes on the people. I fear an old lady's prayer more than I fear all the Muslim hordes. Quote, St. Louis, King of France. So he wasn't as afraid of the Muslims as he was that little old lady down the block, as it were, who's going to raise up a prayer and say, "God, deliver me from this oppressive king who's taxing me to death." So you got to believe if we're sending up prayers to the Lord, he's going to hear our prayers. By the way, that's certainly appropriate for our day and age when we have oppressive leaders to pray that we will be delivered. And I keep on reminding at the end of the Our Father, deliver us from evil. We say it all the time. And if we don't have evil in our world, I don't know where it is. We need to be delivered from the evil of our world. Especially the evil politicians who are promoting evil in our country with laws against the commandments of God. Same-sex unions, abortions, contraceptions, you name it, we got it. So you send up your prayers to the Lord with confidence. Deliver us from evil men. Right? And woe and behold, your prayers will be answered. The only reason why we have evil men today is because we haven't prayed enough. That's why Our Lady told us to pray the rosary at Fatima. If we had done that, we wouldn't be where we are today. So you tell everybody. You tell everybody to pray, especially the rosary. All right? And they don't have to be Catholic to pray the rosary. So the next thing we want to do with our prayers, that we want to pray to also with good works. We just can't be speakers of the word. We have to, as St. James tells us, we have to be doers. We have to visit the people, the fatherless and the weak and the sick, and do good things, good deeds. So if we're doing good deeds in our duty in life, whatever our duty may be, what we're supposed to do by our state in life, children who have to obey their parents and do their schoolwork and their chores, parents who have to take care of the children and work for a living and so forth and raise the family. They do all those things, right? God will hear their prayers. So we ask in the name of Jesus. Cornelius Alapide tell us to ask in the name of Jesus is to ask through Christ or through Christ's merits and his authority. So we have gained all everything through the merits of Jesus Christ. We just saw that at Easter time. All the merits of the world have come through the passion and death of Jesus Christ. He has won all these graces and merits, all good things for us, infinite in worth, so he can hear our prayers and give us all the things we need. Therefore, to ask in the name of Jesus is to ask while counting on his merits and to trust in them, not in our own. We trust in the merits of Jesus Christ. Trust in the merits of Jesus Christ. So we want to ask in the name of Jesus for those things, especially which are good for our salvation. So God will always hear our prayers, my dear friends, if what we ask for in prayer is good for our eternal salvation. Of course, if we ask for something that's not good for our eternal salvation, we're not going to get it. I know when I was a young boy getting out of high school, I was praying to get this and get that. I had my whole career all lined up, all right? And lo and behold, I was praying for it and I didn't get it. And God gave me something better. He gave me a vocation after high school. It was better than what I'd asked for, even though at the time I was very disappointed. I had a very bad season on the team, and needless to say, I didn't have any scouts coming around knocking on my door offering me contracts like I had hoped to, but that's the way it goes. I had a contract from the Lord, and that was so much better. So what I was praying for was not good for my eternal salvation, and what God gave me was very good for my eternal salvation. So we have to remember that. Whatever we ask for has to be good for our eternal salvation. And then God will hear our prayer. So we want to do that. And while we're here in the month of May, during this time, we want to go to the Blessed Virgin Mary. The Blessed Virgin Mary, who is all powerful with the Lord. And during this month of May, we want to go to Our Lady, because she is very special. All right? St. Maximilian Kolbe said, the Blessed Virgin Mary cannot refuse us anything, nor can God deny her anything. So whatever we ask Our Lady, she cannot refuse us. Of course, those other things given, that we must ask for things that are good for our salvation. And as I said, she will give us something that's good. St. Maximilian Kolbe also recommends that we be consecrated to Our Lady. We want to belong to the Blessed Virgin Mary, to be her property and her possession, right? We want to be consecrated to our Blessed Mother. St. Maximilian teaches, she penetrates our soul and directs its faculties with her unlimited power. She penetrates our soul. What's our soul? Our memory, our understanding, and our will. She penetrates our soul with the gifts of the Holy Spirit and directs our faculties, memory, understanding, and will with her unlimited power. So you have to believe that. That's a most important quote, that our Blessed Virgin Mary, when we belong to her, she penetrates our soul and gives us all the things we want. For example, your soul, your memory. You recall different things and she'll give you good memories. And she'll inspire you with your intelligence to ask for things. In fact, Our Lady gives us the first grace to ask. If we have a grace to ask for something, that's a grace from Our Lady. She's the Immaculate Mediatrix of all grace. So she penetrates our memory, our intelligence, our understanding, and then she penetrates our will, as it were, directs our will, gives us the power to do these things. The willpower, the fortitude, gives us the gift of the Holy Spirit, the gift of fortitude to make us strong to do what we're supposed to do. So that's a most important quote from our Blessed Virgin Mary, on our Blessed Virgin Mary from St. Maximilian. How the Blessed Virgin Mary penetrates the soul and directs its faculties, memory, understanding, and will with her unlimited power. Don't forget that. That's a most important quote. St. Maximilian Kolbe would also tell us about why we should belong to the Blessed Virgin Mary. We want to belong to the Blessed Virgin Mary. We want to be completely hers, all right? In our families, we're proud of our family. We're proud of our family name. We go around telling people if we say we're a great family, we're this, that type of the other thing. We're proud of that. So we want to be proud of belonging to the Blessed Virgin Mary. I belong to the Immaculate. I am the Immaculate's child. I am the Immaculate's. St. Maximilian Kolbe would say, we are hers, of the Immaculate, unlimitedly hers, perfectly hers. We are, as it were, her very self. She, by means of us, loves the good God. She, with our poor heart, loves her divine Son. We become the means by which the Immaculate loves Jesus, and Jesus, seeing that we are her property, a part, as it were, of his most loving mother, loves her in and through us. What beautiful mysteries. So when we have our Blessed Mother and we belong to the Immaculate, we're of the Immaculate, we're the Immaculate's possession. We are in her and she is in us. And Jesus, seeing his mother in us, loves us even more because he doesn't see us, he sees his mother. Now this is certainly a mystery that we can't fully understand. You have to think about it. How can the Blessed Virgin Mary be in us? How can we be hers? Well, just think about it. I said before, St. Maximilian teaches she penetrates the soul. She's there as the spouse of the Holy Spirit with the gifts of the Holy Spirit, wisdom, understanding, fear of the Lord, fortitude, counsel, piety, all right? All those wonderful gifts, the gift of knowledge. She's there with all those seven gifts. And she's there with the 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit, peace and joy and patience and kindness, gentleness, and so on. She's there with the virtues, the infused virtues of faith, hope, and charity, the infused virtues of prudence, justice, temperance, and fortitude. And she's there with all the blessings of the Beatitudes, the poor in spirit, the clean of heart, the meek. She gets us all those virtues, and she's there. And she inspires us to ask for these things. We cannot believe the mystery of how Our Lady can take over our soul. Right? When we want to give ourselves to Our Lady, we say, take us, take me. I am yours, completely yours. I want to belong to you completely, to be your possession, to be your property. Right? So when you say that, my friends, those are very powerful words, right? Many of a husband and wife say the same thing when they get married. I want to belong to you. I want to love you. I want to be with you at all times. And it's a wonderful thing. That's why marriage is such a lovely institution. And that's why husbands and wives got to pray every day to fulfill their marriage vows so that they believe those things completely. And they belong to one another. Remember, they're one flesh. In marriage, you're one flesh. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Marriage is holy. Well, consecration is like that. It's not a marriage, but it's like a marriage. You want to belong to the Immaculate. You want to be one with her. One, not in flesh, as it were. In spirit, and it will happen. So you pray, and you pray your rosary each day as a proof that you love her, and you tell her you love her, not just once a day. Now we need to do it three times a day, just like we eat three times a day. I love breakfast, I love lunch, and I love supper. I eat 3 times a day and I don't ever miss a meal. Never, never, never. All right? And I kid you not. Well, do the same thing with the rosary. Morning, do the rosary in the morning, do the rosary in the afternoon and in the evening. Don't tell me you can't do the rosary. Do it 3 times a day, not once a day. How many times a day do you eat? How many times a day do you wash? Well, how many times a day do you pray? Should be as much. So if you love Our Lady, you want to please her, and you want to ask her blessings. So we want to belong to Our Lady, and we need to belong to Our Lady, my friends, as Maximilian Kolbe teaches, so that we can bring Our Lady to everybody. Our world needs the Blessed Mother now. All right? St. Maximilian teaches, she needs, the Immaculate needs to be brought into the hearts so that she, upon entering into these hearts, may give birth there to sweet Jesus, to God, and bring him up even to that perfect age. What a beautiful mission. And he would go on to say the reason why the world doesn't love Jesus Christ is because they do not know his mother. So you bring Our Lady to the world, to your friends. Tell them to pray to Our Lady. Tell them to pray the whole Hail Mary, all right, if they can't pray a whole rosary. All right, bring Our Lady to them. And then the whole world will become like Jesus, will love Jesus. This is what we're going to do during the Triumph of the Immaculate Heart. It's just too bad we're going to have to go through a lot of trouble and a chastisement before we wake up, all right? If it didn't have to be that way, if we had awakened at Fatima, we wouldn't have all the troubles that we're going to have, especially when Our Lady says whole nations will be annihilated. That's going to wake us up big time. So let us wake up now. Let this be a wake-up call on this 5th of May in 2013. And concluding, St. Louis de Montfort tells us what total consecration is to Mary and how important. This devotion consists, therefore, in giving ourselves entirely to the Most Blessed Virgin Mary, that through her we may belong entirely to Jesus Christ. We must give her our body with all its senses and members, our soul with its powers, our material possessions and all that we may acquire, our interior and spiritual possessions, our merits, our virtues, our good works, past, present, and future. In short, all that we possess in the order of nature, in the order of grace. I made my consecration when I was a young brother in the 50s, and I asked, consecrated Our Lady to myself to Our Lady, and I asked her to take over my life. So you do the same, and you will not regret it. To be the Immaculate's, to be her possession, to be of the Immaculate. That's what we want to do. And as soon as we do that, my friends, we will be happier, and Our Lady will take over our life and make it a beautiful life, beautiful more than you could ever imagine. Thank you for listening, and God bless you. Christus.